Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome in another hour of Doug Steffens' Good Day program. As you probably know, I'm also a farmer, and I love to share information about my farm and how you can benefit from the lessons I've learned and from other successful farm stories as well. So in this hour, I have a special preview of this weekend's American Family Farmer program to help you with your meal planning, backyard farming, whatever. It's the Good Day Farm Show, the American Family Farmer. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffens. Yes, I am an American family farmer. I have a relatively speaking, 140 acres in Framingham, Massachusetts. People say, Framingham? I didn't know there were any farms left in Framingham. Well, there are a couple. And I've got the cows, and a couple of other folks up the street have got what I have always referred to as truck farms, produce farms, etc. One of them is organic, one of them is regular. They both have CSAs. I'm involved in building an agrohood on a farm down the street, which combines a living circumstance on a small parcel of land with a working farm. We'll have cows and horses and goats there for people, and huge gardens for people who live in the complex to enjoy the fruits of our labor. That is the farmer's labor as part of the way they live. So that's what's going on with me. What's going on with you? I guess if you live in New York State and there are four or five stations around New York State that carry this program, I was the first part of the program always, for those of you who are new listeners, is devoted to the news from small farming, small agriculture. So at the New York Farm Show, there was a survey that was released about the decline in New York, especially dairy. This is the trend, the mirroring of what's going on around the country, the movement to bigger farms, which I find disgusting. And the reason that I'm doing this program is to put the brakes on in terms of as much as I can do with my bully pulpit here. The family farm, I specifically am aware of a place, a farm called Ideal Dairy Farm. They have built more barns. They have been able to survive a number of cows. Well, I guess looking at the stats here, looking at their story and how many cows they're milking, and then looking in general at the cow population in New York as an example of what's going on around the country, the number of dairy farms in New York has declined sharply. All you got to do is drive around. I've been doing a lot of driving this winter, as I do, frankly, much of the time in the wintertime as the weather permits. I go get equipment. This past weekend I went down to Pennsylvania to pick up some corn heads for my New Holland corn choppers, and I picked up some hay, the round bale feeders, that sort of thing. And as I drive around, Pennsylvania still is a good dairy state. New York is, but not as good as it was because of the decline since 2017. Much of it, if not most of it, has to do with government and their policies and how difficult it is for smaller farmers to survive because of the pool. I mean, there's any number of things that have caused the industry to change, including that dope Perdue, who was the agriculture secretary under Trump, who said, go big or go home. So that kind of thinking has changed. Lots of small and mid-sized dairy farms, especially in New York, do not exist any longer. But the number of cows, the number of dairy cattle, has remained about the same in New York. I guess the suggestion there, even to the dullest of us, smaller farms fold their, they fold their tent, they go away. People are doing bigger herds because they can, you know, with consolidation of land and help and the fact that you use robotics, AI, all of that stuff. I don't know if frightening is the right word, but it's not the kind of news when you look at the costs that have gone up, labor, other things up about 40-50% during the last, maybe 5-6 years, when you look at the stats, that's what I'm looking at. I'm looking at some of the things produced at the New York Farm Show. The decline in the New York dairy farm numbers has been precipitous. There were 9,300 dairy farms in New York State in 1999. Now, there are about a third of that. And the past 4 or 5 years since COVID, it's been a real struggle because profiting from milking cows is a very difficult thing. And you'd think because it's so healthy and so important to our well-being that there would be support for paying for milk, whether it's in the store, at the farm, whatever. I've told the story many times on the air of me selling raw milk on my farm for $12 a gallon. And I could have sold twice as much as I was able to produce with the cows that I had, because that's what people want. People will pay for, if you don't, you know, you say, well, it's too expensive to buy milk. Not if you understand how your body works and what your body needs. And so, anyway, you look at the broader trend going back to New York State with larger farms, fewer farms producing about the same amount of product, whether it is dairy or produce. And by the way, this data seems to mirror what's going on around the country. And that's why this program exists. I don't like it. You don't like it. It's not the way, and I'm not like returning this now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. I just think that you can produce a better product, and it's been shown over and over again. Let's see here. There are 5,000 fewer farms in New York State, and let's see, about 70,000 less acres of farmland. And you drive around again and look at all of the land that's not being used all around New York. It's disgusting. Anyway, 43% cost us dairy farmers 43% more now to milk a cow than it did 10 years ago. The market value of New York's agricultural products has increased by 50%. That's not going to the farmer. That's going to the middlemen, to the producers, to the Suiza family, Dean Foods, Dairy Farmers of America. That's where this comes from. I'm looking at a survey of the nation's farms. The federal government every year does one of these things. It takes a long time for all of us to fill it out. But this data reflects the snapshot of farming. I don't think it's a surprise, but it's not good. That's basically the bottom line. I'm drawing a conclusion as I look at the report about some of the farms that have gone away, looking at these old dairy barns, looking at the land that isn't being used. It's really very disturbing. And so you wonder, well, what's Albany, the capital of, you know, what are they doing about it? They're making it more difficult for farmers, making it more difficult in any number of ways, because they don't get it. The people who run the state are in New York City. What do they know? It's like Trump. What the heck did he know about farming? He's a hamburger eater, and that's what he knows. He doesn't know anything about cows. And so, anyway, the laborers and the liberals, not that it's bad, but the Fair Labor Practices Act has kicked a lot of farms out because they just can't afford. There isn't the money there. When you pass a bill like that, you got to understand what the economic consequences are. And that's what is really difficult. You know, the workers are supposed to only work 40 hours a week. Well, hello, it's a farm. That's not the way it is. That's not practical. That's not, and most of the farm workers are, especially the immigrants, are happy to have a job. Not that we should make it difficult for them or make their life difficult and not pay them fairly. But all these rules and regulations are asinine, ridiculous, and should not apply to the farms in general. The extent of the rights of farm workers has been discussed by everybody except farm workers. All these people that, oh, they're being treated to heroin. What are you paying for a gallon of milk, madam? Those of you who are making a big deal about this, all right, so I've gone down a kind of a hole. I gave you the information, yours to think about. The American family farmer, one of the things that a lot of our farmers do are in terms of growing beef and having them available for companies like Omaha Steaks, Omaha Steaks gets the best beef from the best sources. And right now, they're having their semi-annual sale. Get 50% off all the things on the site. Those of you on the farm know how important it is. Many of you, if you're a beef person, you don't need this because you have your own. Every bite backed by 100% unconditional guarantee at Omaha Steaks. OmahaSteaks.com/Doug. That's how you get the 8 free Omaha Steak burgers. That's how you get all of the things that are there. Check out the catalog. OmahaSteaks.com. Order OmahaSteaks.com/Doug. Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin. The reasons for using it go on and on. One of the things that I like about it, and so do the doctors that I have on Good Day Health, is that the research that was done used science-based research.
Yeah, and you know, it works the opposite of most weight loss products. So most weight loss products are working against your body's natural processes. They are appetite suppressants. They are stimulants. They're drugs, which is why with a lot of those products, you have rebound weight gain. It can even be more than what you started out with. But when you're talking about Calitrin, it's working with your body. It's basically giving your body back what it had when it was younger so it runs more efficiently.
What's the deal for Valentine's Day?
Well, we've got two big things going on right now. We brought back our Couples Quick Start Pack, I know, perfect for Valentine's Day. And then we also, just for Calitrin alone, have our unlimited buy three, get three free.
Toploss.com is the website. Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here to help us through our weight loss goals.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all-natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that, when combined, really keep things moving. I drink it every day, and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
Another news item here on the American Family Farmer. This is an important FFA time, Future Farmers of America. Actually, during this next week, the National FFA kicks off their annual focus on the next generation of leaders. I hope they change the ag world for the better. We certainly need that, need good leadership, good, strong agricultural credentials, and it's a neat way to have a career pathway placed before you. So, National FFA Week this week. It culminates, as you're listening to this program, over the weekend. The board of directors designated the week-long. They've been having these, by the way, since 1948. The focus this year has been on George Washington's legacy as a farmer. He was also, he made whiskey on his farm, too. So anyway, this is a great week for members all across the country celebrating the FFA, welcoming to all, and crucial to developing the next generation of leaders. So look around for the FFA chapter near you and see if this week isn't a good week for you to join in, because the FFA chapters that I see around me are really encouraging people I have a school nearby, Norfolk Aggie, we call it, Norfolk Agricultural. It's our high school students around the state who want to become farmers, very successful, do a great job with the youngsters. So one of the many that we celebrate. Again, this is National FFA Week, celebrated as you can in an FFA chapter near you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. we now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
This week's American Family Farmer program, as you know, this program, well, maybe you don't know, maybe you're a new listener to the program, so I'll help you understand the reason, the rhyme or reason for this program is to help the American family farmer have a better grip on what's going on in the world of farming from lots of different perspectives. Most of the time, the people that we have here are aimed at helping you make your farm better. And maybe in this circumstance, as we continue our conversation with Christian Giltzes, the fellow who runs, he's kind of a radio guy in a manner of speaking. He's got a background in Farm Info, and is the reporter for the Farm, the Future Farm, the say it again, Doug, Future Farmers of America Association, going yes. to SUNY, the State University of New York in Cobleskill. I used to own the radio station in Cobleskill a number of years ago. I am very connected to Cobleskill. That's a very, it's a small town, actually, and in a rural part, it's the first real rural area you get to west of Albany. And it's a great place for a school. It's a great campus. And so you must be excited to be there because there yes. are, everybody there has the same intention, right? They all want to go into farming.
Yeah, so we have a diverse perspective of agriculture careers. So there's some of my friends that want to be veterinarians. I'm studying mm-hmm. plant science personally, and I'm very excited to dive into, after I finish my associate's degree in plant science, to dive into policy later on for my bachelor's.
So when we talk about policy, that's one of the most abused words in the English language when it comes to things like what farm policy ought to be about, or policies toward education, any kind of policy. It's one of those words, it's a term that sort of gets people's hackles up. I know it does mine, especially when it comes to farming, because a lot of people have come into farming, and this is not about you or members of the FFA, but there are a lot of folks who come in to farming who really don't know anything about farming, and they try to set policy. I'm thinking about politicians, oftentimes who are on various committees that set policy through votes that they conduct. The Farm Bill is basically a policy bill, and a lot of the input to it comes from prejudiced positions. It doesn't come from real farmers. It doesn't come from a real agricultural perspective. And I wonder how much of that, with more and more people being trained, I think the Global Skill has the largest enrollment that it's ever had, the biggest class this past year, if I'm not mistaken. And so that shows that a lot of people are following, like, a non-traditional entrance into farming, kind of like you, Christian.
Yeah. So, actually, Global Skill is experiencing a severe decline in admissions. And I feel like this is something that when we talk about something like policy and when we talk about, like, farming and how we could support that, I feel like the connection of perspectives, so like New York City folks and New York City in general, we have so much potential to innovate that space. So it's way more than rooftop gardens and urban farms. The potential for innovation and support that we have there, the infrastructure to then support our rural farmers and connect those perspectives to then bring New York State agriculture together and uplift it and help it grow. When we hear about policy and how frightening that could be for to have leaders that may not have rural farmers and all farmers together in their minds when they're making these
That's what I was saying a few minutes ago about how clueless many of these people are who are working on policy. Hold on a second. We'll continue another half hour of this week's American Family Farmer coming right up. Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin. The reasons for using it go on and on. One of the things that I like about it, and so do the doctors that I have on Good Day Health, is that the research that was done used science-based research.
Yeah, and you know, it works the opposite of most weight loss products. So most weight loss products are working against your body's natural processes. They are appetite suppressants. They are stimulants. They're drugs, which is why with a lot of those products, you have rebound weight gain. It can even be more than what you started out with. But when you're talking about Calitrin, it's working with your body. It's basically giving your body back what it had when it was younger so it runs more efficiently.
What's the deal for Valentine's Day?
Well, we've got two big things going on right now. We brought back our Couples Quick Start Pack, I know, perfect for Valentine's Day. And then we also, just for Calitrin alone, have our unlimited buy three, get three free.
Toploss.com is the website. Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here to help us through our weight loss goals. I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. New York Attorney General Letitia James has announced her plan to request that a judge confiscate Donald Trump's assets unless he pays the fine imposed on him from his civil fraud lawsuit. The ex-president was mandated to pay upwards of $350 million. The leading Democrat on the House Oversight Committee has expressed his belief that the impeachment inquiry into President Biden is over.
The whole thing is not only obviously false, but a product of Russian disinformation and propaganda.
Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin shared his view following the private testimony by the president's brother, James Biden. In his testimony, James Biden firmly refuted any involvement of his brother in foreign business activities. Harvard's acting president has denounced a cartoon that's being viewed as anti-Semitic. The illustration, which has been circulated on social media by pro-Palestinian campus organizations, depicts a hand marked with the Star of David and a dollar sign. John Schaefer, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Past the hour now, you're listening to Doug Steffens' Good Day. Let's get back to this special preview of this weekend's American Family Farmer program. It'll help you with ideas for your eating, your meal planning, and if you want to have a garden, we got all the info here. Plus, how to be a successful farmer. That's all part of the American Family Farmer.
Now, 34 after the hour on the American Family Farmer this weekend, we're talking to Christian Gilsis, who is from Sony, this State University of New York Ag School in Cobleskill, New York. And this was against the grain. I thought that there were more. I thought somebody told me. I was actually around a student that went to Cobleskill last weekend at an auction in Sharon Springs at McFadden's. And that's just kind of down the road from Cobleskill. Yes. And this person had gone to Cobleskill, loved it there, and thought that the enrollment was doing pretty well. So I guess I was misinformed, because you're suggesting there are fewer people there. I'll tell you, when you mention back to this ugly word called policy, the state of New York is probably, if I may say, of my experience around the country, New York is the most negative when it comes to reality of farming and knowing what the realities are, because too many decisions are made by people in New York City, not by people who live in the sparsely populated, mostly central New York counties that had over the years fabulous dairy products, things being cows, being raised and milk being produced, and because of the stupidity of the government of New York State, they've made it, it's so expensive it's almost impossible to be able to farm in New York, and unless you're Amish, and they figure out ways of getting around the realities of taxation and stuff, and maybe that's what it takes. But I will tell you, it's very frustrating to drive across New York and see all of the empty lands, no cows grazing, no corn growing, it's just weeds growing up. It's just, I'm amazed that people aren't more, maybe you can help in a manner of speaking, because I'm, people ought to be more active in New York State to get things turned around because of what I just said, all this fallow land. So maybe as you train more people and get them connected to the issues, they can become more vocal and influence policy so that New York doesn't continue to decline as an ag state.
Yeah, so I am very privileged in that I've had lots of connections with our lawmakers. So senators, the chair, both chairs of the Agriculture Committee of New York State, and what they're doing. They actually recently just announced that they proposed one of the largest investments for agriculture in the budget today. Actually, like this is. Right, like this is new news. This is
okay. So, what are they going to do to make it easier to run a farm, to own a farm, and to try to do what has been traditionally done on New York State farms up until the Cuomo era, shall we say? The Cuomo era has been disaster for farmers in New York State.
Yeah, so I've met the governor a couple times, and I've seen her speak and what she wants to do for agriculture.
What's she doing? I'm gonna be a reporter myself now for a minute. It's nice to think that politicians are you're exposed to them and you can be around them, but I have seen more of the same sort of thing coming from her as it did from Cuomo in terms of being anti-ag, not farmer friendly. So they talk a good game, but what's the action plan? I would be curious to know whether you are aware, if there's something good going on. What specifically? It isn't just money. It's what do you do to get people to stay in ag? What do you do to encourage the land to be used? I think that's what it takes. I don't know that she's an upstate person or not. I remember when Hillary Clinton ran for the Senate in New York, she looked foolish when she went outside of New York City, but she schooled herself so that she became acquainted with the issues, and that's how she won the Senate race in New York, because you need more than the city of New York in order to win the statewide offices. So I would go back to the question about the current governor and what the action actually is.
Yeah, so I was at this big conversation with all these farmers from different areas of agriculture, so dairy, eggs, and beef, even honey. And
from New York State, you mean? These are all New York State. Yep,
okay. All from New York State. And the main conversation was actually budget. So, like, for example, labor costs are a huge topic right now, and we're seeing how expensive it is to even run a farm. So even before, like, after we're already farming the land and we get started and the farmers are ready to, you know, to start raising our food, they're experiencing all these obstacles. So, and, like, as you know all of this, I would say that one of the main things is budget, and it's happening. So, like, our perspectives, our opinions are being heard, and I feel like that's really important. So,
are decisions being made, though, in your favor? They may hear you, but is the old business about action speaks louder than words? Are they actually, is there some animation behind the talk?
Well, I would say that our governor is from a farm, and she's expressed this.
She sure isn't active, at least in what I've seen of her, so it's good to hear a different perspective, because I can't see that she's been very supportive of farmers at all. Where in the state is she from? You said she grew up on a farm, did she?
Yes, she's from Buffalo.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Well, listen.
Okay. But yeah.
Yeah, all right. So I want to, you know, whenever I think about Buffalo, I think about two things. A woman that I spent 7 years of my life with who was from Buffalo, and all the snow that falls in Buffalo. Those are the, I don't think about farming when I think about Buffalo. The outside, the areas outside of Buffalo, either to the east or the west or to the south. So again, you head out toward Erie, and there's some fabulous, fabulous farms and open land there. So hopefully we can, with everybody working together, you know, make that stuff. It's a great state for auctions and farm auctions and auctioneers and stuff. The problem with that is that there's so many farmers retiring and going out of business that it's becoming a great place to sell stuff. But again, this is going to require huge efforts on the part of government because it's gotten so out of hand.
I would love to add in and add that FFA is a huge part of some of the issues that we're seeing in ag and having to solve them. Mm-hmm. So like you mentioned, the age of farmers the average age is too high, and we're seeing retirement too often, and the amount of farmers are decreasing heavily in New York State. So FFA plays a big role in allowing these students to gain this experience and see what they love, and then provide them the actual tools to go right into it. And like, it's organizations like FFA that are helping increase and solve those issues. So I think that's something really cool, and I'm really excited to see in the future how many more of our FFA members are the pioneer and the innovators of FFA, of agriculture and farming in New York State, in the rural counties and everywhere. To help New York State agriculture grow.
I'm just reading a story of a girl who is a high school junior out in North Dakota. She became interested. She wasn't from a farm, but she was working. She found a farm and went to work for them, and now she's raising and showing pigs, which is a young lady who's a junior in high school. You wouldn't expect to be raising pigs. And she has raised three different kinds of pigs and has won awards for the innovation that she's presented in feeding and watering. And you watch her when she goes to the state shows, brush the pigs and bathe them and exercise them. And so she's been trained, and this is what she wants to do for a living. Run a piggery. I find that not many women are interested in that, for sure. And she's an AFF member. Continuing in a few moments with Christian Gilsis, it's the American Family Farmer, the AFF, focusing on the FFA. Here we have more with Christian in a few moments. Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin. The reasons for using it go on and on. One of the things that I like about it, and so do the doctors that I have on Good Day Health, is that the research that was done used science-based research.
Yeah, and you know, it works the opposite of most weight loss products. So most weight loss products are working against your body's natural processes. They are appetite suppressants. They are stimulants. They're drugs, which is why with a lot of those products, you have rebound weight gain. It can even be more than what you started out with. But when you're talking about Calitrin, it's working with your body. It's basically giving your body back what it had when it was younger, so it runs more efficiently.
What's the deal for Valentine's Day?
Well, we've got two big things going on right now. We brought back our Couples Quick Start Pack, I know, perfect for Valentine's Day. And then we also, just for Calitrin alone, have our unlimited buy three, get three free.
Toploss.com is the website. Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here to help us through our weight loss goals.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
right back to finish our conversation with Christian Gilsis, who's here to inspire people. If you're a parent of someone on the farm, or you're a parent of somebody who's close to the food system, that's why we have these programs, mostly to focus in on how we can help farmers. And the best way we can help farmers is to encourage farming, it seems to me, and people going to the land. And that sounds like Christian's his lot in life, and Future Farmers of America as well, trying to commit people, individuals and groups, to being interested in the land, because if we don't get the policies changed as you were talking about and get people interested, who's going to feed us? We used to be the breadbasket of the world before you were born, Christian, back in the after World War II and through the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s. We were by far better at raising crops. But because, and I wonder how you address this in school, the nuisance that has become more than a nuisance of things like Roundup, what's killing the soil. How much of that stuff are you studying? Because there's a lot of influence. These people, Bayer and other manufacturers of products like this, spend a lot of money. The seed people, there's four companies that control all the seed, pretty much. They're paying for chairs at schools, professorial chairs, to teach fellows like you coming along why their programs are good, when in fact they aren't good. Are you able to discern that at this point?
Yeah, so I have like experience in like just verbal experience and one-to-one experience with some of these people that lead these organizations, and it's really interesting, yeah, because you would say that some of these pesticides are very harmful, and I feel like New York State is actually doing very well in terms of leading, in terms of acknowledging that these pesticides are not great and that we need to start moving off of them slowly, but also realizing that it's not realistic to just move off of them and just, you know, just be done, because it's bad for our soil.
Is that something you learned at Sony, that taking Roundup off the soil is bad for the soil if you do it fast?
Well, no, it's just not realistic, because we can't just move everyone off of all the farmers off of Roundup or off of other pesticides. That's just, you know, it's not going to work.
Why?
I mean, we can't, I would say that we can't, just influence everybody to do one thing. So like the overtime education of why these things are bad, and also we can't just tell everybody that something is bad and then tell them not to do it and then not have a solution or another.
Well, there is a solution, and I can't get into a long conversation with you here, and I don't want to get into a debate because that's not why you're here. We're almost out of time, but I think that's the kind of stuff that it would be important to have a balance, and it sounds like and because of all of the people who are running, this is the problem with education, whether it's this kind of education or any kind of education. These big companies endow chairs to teach things the way they want them taught versus the way reality actually is. So anyway, good.
Well,
good education.
Yeah.
We're out of time, Christian. Thank you, though. Christian Gilkes from the FFA in New York State. I appreciate your being here and helping us understand.
Me.
Yeah, it was my pleasure. Thanks for the conversation. Take good care.
Thank you. You too.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Past the hour now on this week's American Family Farmer program. Doug Steffen with a look with one eye open. Maybe I need to have both eyes open, but the progress on the new farm bill is going so slowly, I think I only need one eye. This is a portion of the program where I give you my thoughts on things that are relevant to family farmers. This whole thing, as is usual with our political maelstrom being what it is, being the cans getting kicked down the road, it's disgusting, it's disappointing, it is one of these things when we are faced with the reality we've become dependent on the government to run our farms, which is bad to begin with. And now, because there's so much government involvement and interference and help in the farm bills that have been used, what are the pieces that... still the focus on certain programs, that's really where the sticking point is. Is there going to be reform in areas? Do they pull out the food lunch program? That has no business being in the farm bill. There's so many things that ought not to be in the farm bill. And one of the problems is there's a lack of leadership, a lack of understanding what's going on at the highest levels, what's going on the farm. What does it take to run a farm? We have senators and congressmen from the farm states, but are they really, other than I can think of two or three, maybe four people in the Senate, and maybe a half a dozen, maybe a dozen in the House, who come from farm states, who are farmers, never mind, they just come from farm states, but they're farmers. They understand what it's like to farm, the frustration, the things that the government does that gets in the way of the price support stuff and controls and, who's thinking about the fact that most farmers don't make any money? They don't make any real money. The money is in the land. Look at all the farmers. I was talking earlier in the program about all the farms using New York State as an example of the farms going out of business. Never mind just the produce guys, but the dairy guys as well. They're going out at rapid paces, and they're still making the same number of cows, but on these huge factory farms, which do not present, in my estimation, the same quality as somebody milking, let's say, 100 cows in that vicinity. So anyway, and we're back to the political side of after the election, who's going to control Congress? Will it be the Democrats? Will it be the Republicans? It's a presidential election year. So are we driving the message home through the American Farm Bureau Federation, through the National Farmers Union, the important element that is slipping away from us, and we don't even see it, is that we are not the same country when it comes to produce. We were the breadbasket of the world, and now, if we keep on the trends that we are, by 2050, we'll be lucky to be able to feed ourselves, frankly. And I look at some of the idiosyncrasies, the nuance in the Farm Bill that has been presented. For example, a crop insurance program to improve the micro farm. That's part of what's being discussed. There are some of the micro farm policies that have been put into place over previous farm bills that protect the small farmer, protect revenue, and some of the value-added products. No matter the size of your farm, though, you've got to have risk management. And most farmers don't have it because they don't have the money. They need every cent that comes in from the milk check or from selling the produce to pay the help, to take care of the land, and to take care of their own health, right? And frankly, somebody who's got a $50,000 operation, do they have the same need for revenue risk management as somebody who's got a $5 million operation? You could argue that it's fair to treat all farmers the same, even if they're different, the size is different. 45% of all micro farm policies in risk management were part of the program in this last year or so. 90% of the policies are certified to help the micro farm as well as the big, the mag farm. I call them factory farms. But some crop agencies are reluctant to sign producers who don't have a direct connection to the government. Here it is. The government has made it difficult, especially for the small providers, to get insurance. That's the bottom line. Is that going to be fixed in this farm bill? Well, it ought to be. And you should be talking to your congressman and your senator to get them into the, get them in line, if you will, for crop insurance purposes. Those are my thoughts on this important issue. I'm Doug Steffen. You're listening to the American Family Farmer. Find it at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.